Monkees.
Welcome to the Jacques Strap Moment. I'm your host, Jacques. This episode, Bearwatch 8, A White Trash Weekend. On our panel tonight, we have Bear Hung Top, Cubby Hole, The Nard, Barely Gay, and Cubby KC. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Jacques, I think we have a big winner on our hands. Bearwatch 8 is being held May 18th through the 20th in Galveston, Texas. It's the perfect time of year, not too hot and not too cold, so you can play in the warm Gulf water. I give the Cubby KC, oh my god, it's huge award.
For once, I have to agree with Cubby KC. It's huge. With the relocation of the event to the west end of the island and a new host hotel, then at the water park, I have to give it a Bear Hung Top 8-inch.
BHD, as always, you're right, Nico. Sabes, the new hotel has a restaurant, better pool, nicer accommodations than previous locations, with the addition of transportation, you know, to cart folks around, a beach park, with restrooms and showers, and with the White Trash Weekend thing, Nico, I have to give it that nice, tight hole to be in.
You know, the cost of Bearwatch 8 is very reasonable compared to other events. If you register before March 31st, the cost is only $75. From April 1st to the 30th, the cost goes up to $90. May 1st through the 10th is $115. If you're still not sure you can make it, registrations are available after May 10th at the door for $125. For everything you get at this event on a scale of 1 to 10 nards, I give it an 8.
Bearwatch 8 this year also has a full interactive website at www.bearwatch.net. There you can register for the event, set up a profile, upload your picture, and email and IM the other attendees. All this so you can get your groove plan before you get to Bearwatch 8. Plus, they have FAQs and a message board. I give it a full big bear hug. Check it out.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bearwatch 8, A White Trash Weekend, looks to be a success. For more information on Bearwatch 8, go to their website, www.bearwatch.net. This is Jacques Strap, your woofy athletic supporter, signing off.
Welcome to File...
Well then, welcome to Foul Monkeys, bitches.
Episode 79, which is the year my sister was born.
And yeah,
I'm scared and confused.
Because
I just got back from seeing Hannibal Rising.
Was it good?
It was good. It was very different.
Like
it kind of makes me want to be like a straight man. Because it makes me want to have some Asian pussy.
Oh my god.
I know, it was hot.
Number one, Asian.
Oh no.
Number one, Asian big queen.
Asian women have like the cutest titties.
Do they?
They're real small.
I was not aware.
They're like yours.
I don't have titties. I have I have oh shit. No, I have like hot spots of doom. It's like you touch my nipples and I am yours. I am all over that shit.
Oh yeah, you have like Mount St. Helens in there or something?
St. Helens. You're so fucking southern. I love it. Oh shit.
Whatever. Do you want to tell him how southern I am when I text messaged you the other day?
Southern.
I didn't even
Like,
I was like, what?
He's like, oh, honey, there is some big ass chubby boys here at Busch Gardens. I was like, there are or there is?
No, I used the wrong there.
Did you? No. You said there is. There is some cute ass chubby boys here at Busch Gardens. And you were like, oops, oh. I mean, there are. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I used the wrong there.
Uh-uh.
Now I don't feel
stupid.
No,
that's not southern. That's just stupid. I'm just joking. I don't know how people can mix that up. ERE is like a place. EIR is a person or a possession. I mean,
and
I don't
know. EYRE is they are.
Yeah, like they're. I always, like, when I type online, I mix a lot of, like, I do a lot of apostrophe LLs or REs to words that generally don't have them. Like, I can't even think of one, but.
Oh, I like how you spell school. I like how you spell school.
With a K? I've always done that. That's just how it is. I don't know. And I say cuz. I say cuz, like, what's going on, cuz? You know, like, C-U-Z. I never say the cuz.
That's so weird.
It's so, like, 7th grade Yahoo chat.
What's up,
which
cause?
Is when I started Yahoo chatting.
Oh my god, back when I was like.
What? 18.
No, I was older than that.
I don't know.
What, you were 13 or 14?
Yeah.
I was 22 years old. Oh my god, that's so gross.
Pedophile.
We're breaking up.
Right on the air. So speaking of internet.
I'm done with you.
I almost want to have like a segment where we bitch about stuff, but like that's pretty much mixed in with all of our cool shit on the show too. Like we talk about current events, we talk about random people, we talk about our callers and how much we love them, and then we talk about stuff we bitch about too, and it's all put together.
And random retarded stupid people.
Yeah, but something that's like really stupid that I have to bitch about, speaking of the internet, is like people that use internet lingo in real life. Don't use it, bitches. Don't use it like drugs,
like,
man.
Like tuh instead of the.
Yeah, like tit, like, oh, that shirt is to cuteness. No. Just because some loser on some fucking text RPG, which are pretty cool, by the way, I'm not saying people that are losers, you know, that play those are losers, but just some idiot playing some text RPG made a typo does not mean you turn that word into some kind of international fad. Just, you know, like, I'm pretty sure somebody was playing Diablo or World of Warcraft or some shit. And instead of saying owned, like, oh, dude, I own that guy, man. He got smoked or whatever. He mistyped it and put a P. So now whenever everybody plays Gears of War and Oblivion and Diablo and all these other new modern games, people are like, oh, he just got pwned. What the fuck does that mean? That is so fucking stupid. It's like people saying LOL
in
public.
I have a question for you.
What's that?
Are you just jealous because it wasn't you that set it going?
No. I wish I would have been there so that I would have been the guy that did it so that I could have been like, all right, nobody use this ever again. You know, I fucked up. I was retarded. Do not turn this into a fad. Please. It's not that cool. You know, I mean, I can understand like Justin Timberlake turning, you know, sexy back or whatever into kind of a fad that everybody says because that's a song and it's on the radio, but some
sexy back.
Yeah, but like some random mistype in like, you know, the catacombs of the internet where nobody even saw that except for other really dorky people should not turn into something that people use in everyday language. You know what I mean? Like my friend who got the Wii ahead of time, my friend who's really into all that, you know,
he plays a lot of on him.
Wait, what?
Are you supposed to tell on him?
Oh, whatever, it's already past the date. Yeah, my friend got this Wii, like, ahead of time. I don't know, he worked his magic, whatever. And he's always getting new stuff. He's Italian, I don't know.
Even better.
He was, you know, he's always getting all these new games and into all this new stuff. And, you know, the other day he was playing Gears of War and I was at his house and he's like, oh man, I just pwned that guy. Like, what's
you
say?
And you wanted to smack him in the face.
Oh my god, I wanted to smack him with a fucking mace. What the fuck? Who says that? Who says that? Like, who talks about that?
Herb, you're to cuteness.
Oh.
I'm gonna start saying that to you now.
God, I want to fucking wring someone's neck. It does, though. It's anger, but it's anger about shit that's, like, really stupid, not about petty shit. It's like, I mean, yeah, it's petty, but words are very powerful. So when someone uses a word that's ridiculous to make a point, it's like, I cannot take them seriously. You know, I just can't do it. Especially when people try to, you know, like on LiveJournal or whatever, you know, people get into a little battle or whatever they do. And then they'll use, like, this lingo within that. And it's just like, I dropped it right there because I'm too busy laughing. I can't take it. I don't know.
You know what I hate?
What's that?
I hate when people won't leave things alone. Well, now that that's over, let's go to the next subject.
Yeah. My microphone didn't like that either.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure we'll get to the, you know, specifics of that, but I have some people I'd like to talk about if we can fit that in.
Sure.
I would like to talk about...
Let's do something positive first, though.
Oh, positive? Okay. All right.
Let's talk about the Frapper map.
Ah.
And how, like, 12,000 people awesome signed listeners. Up for it.
Yeah. How many people? How many new people we got? Like,
when eight? I say 12,000, I really mean, like, 9 or 10. But I think there's, like, 19 on there.
That's cool.
But the people that signed up this week, we'll give them a shout-out. But mm-hmm. Brian from Texas.
Brian!
Chris Collins from Pennsylvania. I don't know who that is. Do you know Chris who that Collins? Is?
No, I'm just yelling out these names.
Chris Collins, please email us and let us know how you heard about our show and who you are. I saw your picture. Mm-hmm. You're cute, but you need to send us an email.
I thought it was Chris from Georgia at first, but I don't think he listens to our show. But I should get him, too, because he's hot and, yeah.
Okay. Xavier joined. But I think did he join a couple weeks ago? I'm not for sure. He should.
Wait, so
up.
Is he from Salem, Massachusetts, or Winston-Salem, Oregon?
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
And then we had somebody from Powder Springs, Georgia. We don't know who you are because you didn't leave your name. So can you please email us and let us know? foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And then we had... What?
I like what you did right there. That was good.
We had Christian from California, which he's been a long-time listener.
Mm-hmm.
And he's cool. I like him. I like his attitude. You remember him?
You talked to him, and then he told me something. And yeah, he was cool.
And then we have Justin in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is?
No, but I know the next guy.
Okay. Justin in Oklahoma, email us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Tell us who you are, how old you are, all that good stuff.
And then we got KY Bear from Kentucky. His name is JD.
It's JD? I thought that was Kyle.
No. That's JD. That's Dusty. He was going to call. I don't know if he called.
No, but, he didn't.
All right. Well, he was going to, but he's been listening and he loves it. He listens to it on the train to work and stuff. And he told his friends about it. And I was like, hell yeah.
Ooh,
man.
Does he ride the coal train in Kentucky?
I have no idea.
That would be the only trains that I would think.
Judging by his name.
Oh, he rides the train, all right.
Oh, he rides the train. AY, the KY train. He rides the ultra-thin lubricated train. Trojan Man!
Angry Goatee. Or shit. Angry Goatee, a.k.a. Gay's OK, which pretty soon his name is going to be a sign. Like, yep. Prince, but
I know, right?
He joined, but it just says Roanoke, Virginia.
Roanoke. I love that name. Roanoke. I don't know. It just sounds funny. It's like,
if you're from Virginia, it's Roanoke.
Roanoke. Well, you know, it's probably like an American Indian word.
I really don't know anything about that, but anyway,
I don't know. Roanoke, you know, it sounds like a Cherokee.
Would be a cool name, I think, for like a boy.
Roanoke.
Yeah. Also Amy from Indiana, which she's a longtime listener. She's from she's from Ohio. Wait a minute. Hold on. She left a comment on our website. Let's see what it said here. I live near Cincinnati. Yeah, it's in Ohio, and yes, Herb, Ohio sucks. I wanted to tell you guys that in my hometown we have the Golden Lamb, which is the oldest inn in the country. Woo, big deal.
Wow.
I know, right?
Their bedside manner must be good. Shit.
I think she's in Indiana, but why does she say she lives near... I guess she does live near Ohio. I don't
remember,
know.
Honey, Cincinnati is in Kentucky and Ohio, and parts of it are in Indiana, too.
Oh,
like, you can live in the province or the territory of Cincinnati and still be in it.
Oh, so now you're the expert of Cincinnati.
Dude, Cincy Cub, man.
Cincy Cub hooked you up.
He hooked me up like Carmen Sandiego.
You wish
I knew exactly where all that shit is.
You wish he'd hook you up.
I don't know. He seems like a. What's funny about Cincy Cub is that he looks like this, like he's really cute, and he looks like a kind of a sweet, sensitive guy. But at the same time, he looks like some kind of big,
dirty
burly
boy.
Sexual monster, dirty boy. But when you go to his website, dude, he is like clean cut, man. Mm-hmm. That guy is like fucking, I'm trying to think of a celebrity that's like that. I don't know. He's just like real clean cut. He's like very, it's like streamlined. He's like very, you know, looks like he kind of keeps to himself, but he's a really friendly guy. He's really cute. And yeah, man, he hooked me up. Like I said, like Carmen San Diego, I knew all the states and all the territories.
Yeah, he hooked up my ex-boyfriend with a video of him lip syncing and my boyfriend masturbated to all the time.
Oh,
thanks,
my
Cincy
God.
Cone.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Also,
on what song it is. Was he bringing sexy back?
No. He should have been, I guess, but... And then someone in Mount Laurel, New Jersey signed up for the Frapper map, but there's no name, so we need you to email us and let us know who you are.
New Jersey.
The armpit of America.
Yep. All right, people. Movies. Go see The Departed. It's very, very good.
Departed.
Very ridiculously profane and bloody. Not necessarily as gory and over-the-top, like you know, guts and stuff as, like, something... Like, you know, like Children of Men, which I think was that's like my favorite movie of the past several years. But there's scenes in that movie that are so fucking graphic. It's like, oh my God. And The Departed is kind of the same way, but not as like, it's not really as gross. It's just as, it's like very intense and lots of killing and lots of shooting and so much cussing. I swear to God, they cuss more in that 2 hour movie than I do in like a month and a half. I mean, I don't know what it is about Irish people in Boston, dude. They somehow have the need to cuss. It's like not it's more than legal there. It's like expected, you know, to learn fuck when you're like 5 years old, apparently. They said fuck so many. My mom was like, oh my God, they say fuck so many times. I was like, I know. Shit. But very good. Kind of like if you like Reservoir Dogs, if you like Boondock Saints, if you like other Scorsese movies, go see The Departed. They're What's that?
I'm sorry.
No, there's so many famous people in it. It's really good. It's on. Can you believe this? It's in the regular theater, the Dollar Theater, and on DVD right now, all at the same time. Because it stayed in the theater so long, they just haven't taken it out yet. But I just saw it at the video store too. So crazy shit. Go see it.
Hey, do you know where the word fuck comes from?
Isn't it a German thing?
Yeah, it means fuck under the consent of the king. Because
wow.
Back in the day, he wanted people to, like, fuck.
Right. Royally fuck. Speaking of royal. Royal, do you like to get royally fucked? Call us.
Actually, send us a video. It'd be okay.
Oh, that'd be much better. Send us a Foul Monkeys royal video. Royal fucking...
Just for our eyes only.
Uh-huh. I still gotta listen to his podcast. I know it's probably gonna be funny because he's a funny guy.
Oh, is it up now? Is it up now?
I think it is, yeah.
Well, we have to advertise it.
Yeah. RoyalsRants.com, everybody. RoyalsRants.com. Go there. It's our friend who lives in Nebraska, which is the middle of nowhere, so he's got to have something to talk about. And it's like kind of a political thing. He's a funny guy. He's a very sweet guy. He's a sexy guy. And, yeah, listen to his stuff. He's advertising us. We're advertising him. We're cool. He was like all excited about Foul Monkeys. He's like, you know what? I think I'm gonna start my own podcast. And then like, bam! A week later, he has this fucking professional ass site. It's like, whoa! I need to talk to him about that.
Hey, are you gonna come here and like hook up my professional shit?
I'll hook up something. It might not be it might be jury rigged, but
hey, so
I might have to call Best Buy for installation, but.
No, don't call them.
I know, right? $60? Fuck that. All right. So.
What else?
What were we going to say?
I was going to... Remember how the last episode we were asking for Bob from North Carolina to email us and let us know where he heard of us or where he... Shit.
Yeah.
Where he heard about us?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he emailed us.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him that I would read it on the air,
mm-hmm.
but only the parts that are good, not the stupid parts. He asks.
That's funny. Does he like highlight which parts are stupid or
no,
underline?
I will make that decision.
Oh,
I am the how is it? I am the cheerleader. This is a cheerocracy. I'll make all the cheer decisions. It says, Ricky and Herb, this is Bob from Raleigh, North Carolina, finally making contact after listening to the show last night. Well, I've been listening for a couple months now, so I started listening after hearing Ricky and James on the Bear podcast with Nard. Thought the two of you dissing one another was funny, so I checked the Foul Monkeys out and haven't stopped listening since. He lives in Central North Carolina. This is the part where I take out the stupid stuff.
Oh, I love North Carolina.
He lives in Central North Carolina, which he refers to as the Sticks. Mm-hmm. He has lived in the Atlanta and D.C. area, and he has been partnered for 12 years.
How old is he?
I am getting ready to get there.
Okay.
And I'm a little younger than Ricky. I turned 30 in April.
Dude, see, you can tell the minute that someone says they live in the Sticks, they're either from the South or they're over 40. Because nobody says that anymore. And nobody says that out here. Like in Arizona, people are like, oh, that's the ghetto. You know, they'll say ghetto
there
or they'll
no
say BF.
There. It's like, there I live in the rocks or the dunes.
No. Trust me. But people don't say that. They'll say, I live in BFE or I live in the ghetto. And it's like, apparently, you know, there's only BFE or ghetto. There's like no, you know, I don't know. Like last night.
I BFE today.
Did you?
At the movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And it was like super fucking cold outside. It is cold as hell outside.
How cold is it there?
43.
Wow, that's pretty cold.
It's going to get down to 29 tonight.
Damn.
I know, right? Will and then Smith's tomorrow's gonna have, high is 77.
Will Smith's going to have to move his music video away.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Welcome to Miami.
All right, so who's Jose?
Oh, Jose.
Yeah, I was like, is he a loser?
Well, and you were this like, is the thing. He's from Fort Lauderdale. And I dated him for a while. I met him on Bear 411, I think. And he was a really super nice guy. Oh, I shouldn't be plugging that website.
Yeah, no shit.
It's bad right now, right?
Like, dude, whatever. Like, we need to talk about that, too, because I don't care. And
that's
how much
old
we need
news,
to talk about
though.
It. No. But the thing is, people are still talking about it. It's like, are you done? I don't know. I don't see the big problem with it. I don't. It's a website. Websites are websites. Free country, who fucking cares? You want to advertise your shit, go wherever else. It's for sex, that's pretty much what it's all for. And whatever. That's my two cents. So
wow, can I finish my story?
Yeah, but not
you like to take over the microphone.
That's not all I take over. But you can call on microphone if that makes you feel better. Keep going.
Yeah, you like to talk into it. Uh-huh. Anyway, Jose was a guy that I met online.
I like to hear my echo.
I like to feel the humming from the echo.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Oh shit. But Jose was a nice guy. He was like 34 and he was from Peru. Because you know I love men.
Latino men.
But and he came to visit me a few times, and things were going good. And then we started talking about things, and I found out that he was, like, a hardcore Catholic.
Right.
And that he wasn't open to anyone.
Oh, that guy.
And that he worked in a Catholic school. And I just pretty much cut it off from there. Because I was like, I'm not going to be dating anyone that's I'm going to be referred to as their friend or roommate for the rest of their life.
Right.
I said, sure. I came out to my parents when I was like 21 or 22, and I'm not going back in the closet for anyone. Not even you.
You wouldn't go back in the closet for me, honey?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, that's good.
It's a scary place.
I don't think I would ever go back into the closet. I mean, I don't see why. And I agree with you. I mean, everybody's got their own time frame and their own body and their own mind. And everybody has a different time, you know. They
but
do 36
years
things.
Old.
Wait, what?
He's 36 years old.
No. I'm not done. Listen. everybody has their own time frame and whatever. Some people don't come out till they're 40-something. Some people don't have sex till they're 30. Some people do all that stuff at 12 and 13. Everybody's different, but for those of us that have come out already, you know, in our 20s or in our teens or whatever, when we meet people like that, it's like, you know, you have to understand. It's like, dude, that's kind of immature and unappetizing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but anyway, what I wanted to... I'm sorry, I don't mean but anyway, but he called me on Valentine's Day to wish me a happy Valentine's Day, and he wanted me to call him back.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, but we haven't seen each other almost... We haven't seen or talked to each other probably since last... June... Oh, you remember that time we were talking about how you were asking me who I went on that date with that one time?
Yeah.
And remember I told you I couldn't remember?
Yeah.
It was him.
Okay.
That's who I went on that date with.
All right. Well, well, I don't know. I would say just, you know, see how, see what he has to say, whatever. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like you guys were enemies. You were just like, I'm going to get out of this.
Right. But he's the one that's been pursuing. It's not the only time he's called.
Right, well, I don't know. I wouldn't ignore him. Just be like, hey, all right, that's cool, whatever.
Like,
you know?
I got a boyfriend right now, and he will totally kick your ass.
Yeah, exactly. You can add that into
with his penis. His black man penis.
Oh, my God. All right, but, yeah, you know, I haven't met anybody that's really, well, I don't know. I've known some guys online that have waited until they're like 32 or something to come out and do all that. But like I said, everybody has their own time, and I'm sure he'll find someone else that's in a similar situation or somebody that's not who's willing to accept it. But
well, I think he already has someone else.
Right. But like for you and for me too, if I met a guy like that, I mean, it'd be like, well, you know, what, you know, I don't want to have to teach somebody how to live, you know? Because once you're out, you have a different mind frame than when you were closeted. So right when you come out, there's a lot of learning to do and a lot of growing to do. And it generally happens very fast. And I don't want to have to be some kind of like, you know, teacher to somebody to show them how to come out and feel more confident about themselves. Because that's not my job, you know.
And by live, you mean teach them how to give a blowjob.
Well, they could do that while they're still in the closet. All they have to do is open the door a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can slide. And when you say door, you mean mouth.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they could open the door and I could put it in, and then they could put their mouth on it.
Oh.
So totally random, unless you wanted to keep going with that.
No, I'm done.
Totally random. I have a white car, and I read somewhere. Or
racist.
I heard somewhere, yeah, I can't remember. No, it has black in it, too. It's white and black.
Racist! If but, it's not Asian, you're racist.
Well, it has squinty headlights.
Oh, that is so bad.
So, I heard somewhere, you know, the way the human brain works, you know, I'm actually, even though in Arizona... You know, when I got my car, everybody was like, oh, what color is it? You know, the people that hadn't seen it yet. And I'm like, dude, do you even have to ask? When you're in Arizona, you get a white car. Always.
Like in there's Florida.
Yeah, there's no reason to get another car because you're going to die. It's hot as fuck. I mean, I had a friend here who, a couple summers ago, he had a black Volvo with black leather interior and no air conditioning.
Oh, my God.
What was he thinking? We, like, died in that car. We went, I think we just went to, like, you know, the corner store to get something. And we stepped outside, and we were just, like, drenched in sweat. And that's pretty rare in Arizona.
And your legs were melted.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you can't keep anything in a car like that. It just melts into whatever, you know, sticks to the car. So you know, I was like, yeah, of course, it's white. So even though it's actually better to have a white car as far as heat, you know, a white car will actually statistically get into car accidents more often. Because let's say a guy is coming at you, and he's out of control. Or a guy's coming at you and, you know, you and another guy, you in your white car and another guy in a black car are in the way. And he has to hit one of you because there's no other way to go. He's going to go for the white car because in the human brain as a gut reaction, white is associated with soft, and black is hard. You know? Like, white things are soft, like clouds or marshmallows. Black is hard, like pavement or, you know, iron. Right, or chalkboard. So it's like, you know, I would probably get hit, which, and it's funny, they have, like, a statistic that shows that that happens a lot more often, which makes a lot of sense, because, you know, I mean, you know, everybody gets into car accidents all over the place, but most of the time, now that I think about it, there's a lot of white cars that are fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, cars that have, like, their whole back, like, bashed in or, like, scratched all the way up. And maybe it's just, you know, more noticeable because it's a white car, but I don't know. I mean, I'm going to keep a lookout because I really want to not get hit. But speaking of my car, we went to me and some friends, me and AJ, actually, and then my friend Veronica, we went to these hot springs in the fucking middle of nowhere last night. And the problem is that my car, you know, decently, it can go about 320 miles on one tank. Yeah, last night I ran it to 337 because I was in neutral going 70 miles an hour, and I just, like, let it coast all the way into a Shell gas station up in the middle of fucking nowhere.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, this isn't the first time.
You're lucky it was open.
I know, right? No. Well, you know, gas station, 24 hours. You know, with a card, it's always 24 hours, so. But yeah, actually, you know, you're right. I mean, in some places in Arizona, it's like the towns here are so old. Some of them, like the old mining towns, that they don't have, like, modern gas stations and things like that. So you'll stop, and it'll be, like, one where a guy comes out and, you know, it's not self-serve. And
I totally saw that on The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. No. Seriously, The Hills Have Eyes, that's like Arizona. That's like the middle of nowhere out in Arizona. Phoenix is different. Phoenix is very modern and completely separate. But the rest of Arizona is very much like that movie, and lots of movies, actually. But yeah, so we coasted into the gas station, and we, like, we got to this point where you get on a dirt road, and you have to go 15 miles, going 10 or 15 miles an hour to get to these hot springs. And by the time we got down there, our friends that we were going to meet there had already left because it was, like, 4 in the morning. And, you know, this is at night, and there's, like, cliffs and dirt, and, like, we saw a skunk, we saw a mountain lion, we saw a fox, we saw three bunnies, and it was, you know, it's just, like, fucking BFE. Like, nowhere. There's no signs, there's no nothing. So it's just, like, you know, go here, turn here, do this. So we finally get down there, and we didn't even get a chance to go in the water or see anything, because we were like, all right, I only have about 30 more miles in my car, so we need to get to a fucking gas station now. So there's a bunch of people camping, so we talked to the guy, and we're like, what's the fastest way to get out of here? So he tells us, and then about an hour later, we're like, I'm just, like, you know, scrounging for gas, and I'm trying to, every time we go up a hill, I put it in neutral and
I don't think
all the way
you
down.
Saw The Hills Have Eyes, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, because you never stop and ask for someone for directions in the middle of a desert.
No, because you get killed. No, it wasn't in the desert, honey. it was in like the mountains, and there was tons of people camping all around. Like,
same.
There's lots of people there.
They're all the
It was a guy with his wife, his dog, and his baby.
That doesn't mean anything.
Anyway, we didn't know how to get out of there otherwise. So,
are you getting bitchy with me?
I'm about to be. Hold on. So we're coasting, and basically we just had to put it in neutral every time we got to the top of the hill because I wasn't gonna make it. And you know, this is like the third time that's happened since I moved here, is that me and friends go up north and we don't realize how much gas we have or how long something is gonna take. And we don't realize that there's no gas, and then we end up coasting into a gas station. It's like, it's just like an Arizona thing, I guess. It's really funny. But yeah, so my car definitely got its brake in, its workout. It was all dirty and stuff, and I just washed it. So yeah. But it was actually fun anyway. I actually had fun last night, because even though we did really nothing and we went in the middle of nowhere, it was like, it was cool. I mean, my friend brought like this fucking thermos of vodka, and she was like tips A. She was retarded, and all we were doing is listening to Lily Allen, this like British chick, and we played the CD like 4 times in a row, and she and AJ knew like all the words, and I was just driving and laughing my ass off and trying to avoid like skunks and mountain lions and pumas and whatever.
Oh my. So,
yeah, it was crazy. So
hey, well, did you actually get in the springs?
we went down to them, but we didn't get out and, you know, touch the water or anything because we were like, all right, we need to go get gas.
You know what? My earth science teacher told me that that whole area is just a stick of dynamite waiting to explode.
Well, she's probably talking more about, like, up near Mount St. Helens. Or not Mount St. Helens, excuse me.
No, where near, all the hot springs are, like, the all those, like, where...
Like Yellowstone?
Yeah, and all that area.
Yeah, but that's not near me at all.
I know, but he said all that stuff underground, like, is below there.
Yeah. So yeah, it is.
You need to move to Florida right away to get out of it.
Well, and the other thing that we have here in Arizona is that we don't have any natural disasters, really, but we have, like, huge, like, nuclear power plants in the middle of the desert, like, you know, all over. And if those are ever exploded, I mean, that, you know, would fuck up a lot of the state and most of Phoenix, so.
That's scary.
Yep. Well, yeah, but I live right next to Turkey Point, which is a nuclear power plant right at the tip of southern Florida, and I could see it from my house, you know, so... That was worse, actually.
I lived right next door to an Army ammunition plant.
Really?
For the United States Army, where I'm from, yeah.
Damn, you are from the South.
And it's all underground, like you can't see it. And if you go on their property, they arrest you, and then you have to go to all these questionings, like they're going to treat you like you're a terrorist or something.
Did you see any bullets? Were you ass raped by a large inmate?
I wish.
Ooh.
Hey, so you remember me, remember you telling me that I should get more friends at school?
Yeah.
Well, I totally have this guy that was flirting with me at school. Actually, he was doing a little bit more flirting with me because my friend Lorraine, who sits beside me, wasn't there, and the girl that sits beside him wasn't there, so it was just me and him.
Lorraine is the girl that doesn't know what grody means, right?
Right. She's never heard it before, and she thinks it's crazy.
Yeah. She's like, that crazy white people talk. I don't know what that shit is.
She's like, why don't you just say gross? And I'm like, because it's grody to the max. Haven't you ever heard that? And she's like, no, hell no.
She's like, repeats it.
Right.
Evil.
So anyway, the guy starts, he comes in the class. He goes, you have it so lucky. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, being gay. And I was like, okay. And he goes, you know, I went that way a little bit in high school. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, he's married and has a kid, right? So,
which is probably bullshit, but sure.
We were writing little notes back and forth to each other.
Oh, my God.
And let's just to say, I found out a lot of really hot stuff about him.
Did you... You were writing notes back to each other? Were you guys using the little thing where he folds it up and it says press the button and then you have to open it in? Oh, okay.
We were IMing each other. And let's just say it was hot.
Well, then.
It made this chubby boy sweat.
Gonna make you sweat till you bleed. Is that proof enough? Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So I hope I find more friends out there like him. He told me one night maybe we should just hang out.
Yeah. I'll come over and he can watch.
He's not a chubby boy. And that's
why he can watch.
He wants to have a girl riding him while a guy's stuffing his face with the cock.
Wow. Yeah, he's gay. Dude, that's gay.
And he's the bottom too. When he was with the guys, he was with the bottom. He was the bottom. He's real cute. He has pretty eyes.
Well, I hope he takes care of that kid.
I'm sure I don't know. He said he doesn't want to be with another guy unless his wife is with him. So,
yeah, I don't know. That sounds
kind of sketchy.
That sounds like I'm gay, but I'm too big of a pussy to just like do anything about it. So I fell into the same groove as everybody else did and got married and made a kid.
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
I hate to be so negative, but it's just like,
so negative. I don't like it. You're hurting my feelings.
No, I don't know. I met a lot of people like that, and it's like, that's horrible, because, you know, magically, 5 years down the road, that kid is, you know, single mom, and she's raising the kid, and the father went out and went off and became gay and found himself and
got some guy pregnant.
Right. And, like, ditched the family, and then the kid grows up and has weird tendencies and, you know, can confused like sexual boundaries and
hates
all this
gay
other crap.
And starts killing them.
Yep. Hills have eyes, bitches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we need to cut this short because it's like 12 o'clock my time. Thanks.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But I want to talk about the bumper sticker.
Go ahead.
We have two awesome bumper stickers that someone has entered into the contest. Mm-hmm. And when I say someone, I mean one person has entered in two bumper stickers. Mm-hmm. What the hell is wrong with the rest of you people?
I know, guys. It only takes like 15 minutes.
Do you not want to be on the show?
Go on Paint. Go on Photoshop. Go online and just make a quick little tiny bumper sticker thingy. And your design could be seen on cards everywhere illegally. Because
remember, we may be printing up like 200 of them to send over to Bearwatch 8.
Right.
To put in their packages.
Right. And supposedly each person is going to get a little bag with one of our bumper stickers. And that means more people know about Foul Monkeys and more people to know about your design. And they'll be like, wow, this is like so cool. I wonder who made this. And it'll say your name on the back of it.
Exactly.
So hit us up. I know there's creative.
Yeah, we need some bumper stickers. I mean, the one we have is awesome.
It's really cool.
It's cool. But we don't want to just make a decision through one.
Yeah, it's like
we need like five at least.
Yeah.
And just because we don't pick your design as the winning one doesn't mean we'll never use it.
Yeah, we could have like a collection of them.
Oh, you know what would be cool?
What's that?
I wonder if we can get it screen printed for the winner and put it on a shirt for them.
All you have to do is buy the right buy like iron-on paper at Staples and print it like a regular picture and then put it on a shirt like that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, my friend used to do that all the time. Well, illegally, he used to steal all this iron-on paper and then he would just get random bands that weren't very, you know, like underground bands that nobody knew about that weren't popular, and print out their symbols and make shirts out of them. People thought they were like real professional shirts and like they were like these huge bands. And he's like, oh, no, you know, these are friends of mine. And, you know, I just made their shirt. So that iron-on paper is really, really cool.
Well, tell that friend to hook us up with some T-shirts. Oh, and we also want to thank Snoggard.
Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about
it. Do you
want
to tell him about it? Yeah, we got to tell him about that.
Snoggard is my friend Mike, who lives in Harlem right now in New York. And he's friends with a bunch of people that all know everybody that all know everybody that know Ricky and I do, and me. And, well, he's a pretty damn good artist and a cute guy and a nice guy. I've been talking to him for a while, and I asked him if he could make a little design for us for Foul Monkeys. And so the one that we have going now that I'm sure you've seen somewhere or another.
The new album art.
Yeah, the new album art, pretty much. Yeah, he made that, and I think it looks great, and we're kind of, Ray used it as kind of an inspiration for his bumper sticker idea for us, and I just wanted to thank Snoggard because he is the man, and
he's the bomb, and if you want to draw us anything else, go ahead, too.
Yeah, penis.
We don't care. Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, so, speaking of monkeys, I went to Busch Gardens yesterday, and we saw baby gorillas.
Aww.
Yeah, they had a baby gorilla. It was so cute. It almost made me cry.
Aww.
You know, I'm sensitive like that.
Did it throw poo at you?
No, because it was glass, but it probably didn't.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's end this thing. It's 12:03.
All right, so
And we got to say Happy New Year to the Chinese people.
Oh, yeah. Is
it's today? The year of the pig. Happy New Year.
Like,
Ing gong chung bang ing gong dong. I guess that's how you say that in Chinese.
It must be. There was some song. Oh, I know. Badly Drawn Boy. This like British folk rock guy. He had a song called The Year of the Rat in 2004. And I guess that was The Year of the Rat. I don't really follow the Chinese calendar. I don't know how it works, but
I'm a snake.
I can't remember what I am, but I love those. I would much rather be an animal rather than just some astrological sign. I mean, I like being a Cancer, but it's just...
You are an animal. You're a crab.
No, I know, but it's like, well, I'm a crustacean, but... I'm sorry, I'm being a dork.
Yeah, but you'd rather be a reptile? What's the difference?
No, but I don't know. I just like. I don't know. I like the way they have so many different signs and all. They all have like this very detailed explanation, and it's not just like. It's different when you're like an astrological sign, like, oh, you're a Taurus or a Gemini. Rather than, you know, I like it better, like, you know, when I used to go to Chinese restaurants and they had those placemats and they have, like, all the different things and it's like, you know, you're an ox and you stand for this and you do this. And it makes it more fun because it's like you're a character. You're not just some sign that, you know what I mean?
You just want to be a bear. You're just jealous.
I am not a furry. But I can't remember what I am. I got to look it up again. But all right, so, bitches... Foulmonkeys.com. I promise I'm going to be working on it pretty soon. I need some help with it because my HTML skills go really only as far as MySpace and LiveJournal, which I'm pretty damn good at, but it's harder when you have an actual website from scratch. Plus, the whole WordPress thing that we use is a little confusing me. WordPress, excuse me. So anyway, check that out. Our new shows are going to be up. We haven't done one in a little while, but we're going to be back on track. I promise. I know it's my fault.
Make sure email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And call our number. What's that number?
206-984-FOUL.
Foul.
Also, visit our MySpace page.
At myspace.com/foulmonkeys. And hit us up. Give us some comments. We'll have the new drawings from Snoggard, and then our friend Bobo is going to do some too. And that's going to be on the MySpace. And I'll change that background for that from that crazy-ass monkey, because I know it's a little... It's a little epileptic looking or a little hypnotizing or, you know, whatever. So
also, I just wanted to say to the listeners, if you're ever on Skype, you can Skype me at Ricky Burton 2159.
And what is mine? Is it Herbsig? It's the same, right?
I don't know.
what do I show up as? Oh, my last name.
Your name.
Right.
Which we don't.
Yeah, I believe I'm Herbsig. But if anybody wants to talk to me on AIM or Yahoo or Skype, I'm almost sure it's H-E-R-B-C-I-G, Herbsig. It has nothing to do with weed or cigarettes. It's just a name. Because everybody asks me that. But I'm on all the time, and I'm usually invisible, but just hit me up, say hey, whatever. We can talk cool shit. I'll make you laugh, I promise.
Yeah, you're Herbsig. H-E-R-B-C-I-G. And just to let you know, if you call us, there is a chance you will be recorded.
Oh, which could be hilarious.
Hilarious.
All right. So okay. That's episode 79. Everybody have a good night.
Good night, people.
Peace out.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Foul monkey bitches. Hey, it's Xavier. And I'm just calling in with a random thought. I've just listened to episodes 75 through 78 back-to-back, and I have to say that my most favorite thing in the whole wide world is when Ricky says something that's mildly amusing or, you know, something that's witty, and Herb goes, oh, shit. I mean, that's my favorite thing. Not that Ricky saying whatever the fuck he says, but Herb going, oh, shit. He's so fucking hot when he does it. Just thought I'd share that with you guys. Again, I say, foul monkey bitches. Bye.